So we are we will be doing Vrijamandal Parikrama every day after the class. It's very beneficial and it's as good as doing Parikrama in person, like actually going to Vrajadham. So Vrajamandal is the 84 acres of Parikrama. It's like near about 152 meters. So we are walking every day to the places which are given in the book called Vrijamandal Darshan, written by His Holiness Nath Swami Maharaj. So today we are going from Badrinath to Kamyama.
Mataji, somehow just now I realized I didn't add Kedarnath map, so I wanted to show here. I think by mistake it got deleted. I remember I added. I don't know how it got deleted.
Yeah,
so this is the map of Kedarnath. Actually, Kedarnath is one of the longest walks.
Yes.
Sorry, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Badrinath and Kedarnath, they both make you walk.
Yeah. So this is Badrinath. We have seen Alipura yesterday. Then Baroli Gram, then Bilond, Gauri Kund, then here is Kedarnath. So after we go, then we will enter the town of Kamyavan. So there is Charan Pahadi, Gai Kund, Gaya Kund, Kaman town is Kamyavan. So this is how we will go today. Let's see. Let me share the screen. I don't know how. So, Mataji, can we start?
Yes, Mataji, you can do the prayer.
So, we will start with the prayer. So, we'll seek the prayers of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all the Guru Vargas and all the devotees before we start our parikrama. So, yesterday we finished our Badrinath. So, from Badrinath, now we are going to Kamyavan. On the way, we are seeing Kedarnath also. And yesterday while doing Badrinath parikrama, past 2 days, we have seen that Narayana wanted to do parikrama, Narayana wanted to stay in Badrinath and do his austerities. That is why Lord Shiva has moved to another peak, that is Kedarnath. So Shiva is reciting here, and this is how, see, you see the devotees are going. It's actually very, one of the longest walk. There are 270 steps to go there. So these are the steps, if you see there, steps.
Actually Kedarnath is so much of walk. Actually, not just walk, it's climbing up the hill, and it's very, very extremely cold there. But in here in Vrindavan, it's hot. Actually, when we went that time, it was summer, and it was really hot.
Very hot.
Very hot, and when you climb up there, it gets more hot. But it gives the nice feeling that climbing up the mountains and going to Kedarnath, it's really wonderful to have this Kedarnath Dham in Vrindavan.
Yeah, Madhi, lot of blisters also come. You walk on the rocks and legs are full of blisters.
Yes.
So this is the way. See, you see the temple there. See rocks, we have to climb all these rocks. See, you, they're walking, the devotees, some people are walking there to the temple. Then see, this is the we are getting close now. This looks like, see, Agasura opening mouth, like that cave. So inside there is Shivling. We all have to actually bend and go. See, we cannot walk. We have to crawl to take the darshan of Lord Shiva here. See, this is the deity. Please take blessings. So I was actually wondering why Lord Shiva is worshipped in the form of Linga. This is the Badrinath in Kedarnath. Actually, there was, Adi Shankaracharya also stayed. He left this material world in the, maybe when he was 30s, if I am not wrong. So he stayed for a lot of years, he was at this Kedarnath on the Himalayas. And 2013 or sometime, there was a very big storm on Kedarnath, the Himalayas. Then Adi Shankaracharya's his samadhi has got flooded away. But the temple has been saved because there is a big boulder rock that fell down behind the Kedarnath temple because of the storm and the floods. So that rock actually has protected not the water not falling, so it didn't get flooded away. Indradyumna Maharaj was explaining in his lecture on Kedarnath. So then Kedarnath is the highest of the four dhams. It has 3,583 meters, 11,755 feet. So this is the height of Kedarnath mountain in the Himalayas. But in Vrindavan, it is not this. It's not so big. And as Mataji said, it is not so cold also. And we know that Krishna didn't want the Vrindavan Vrajavasis to go outside. That is the reason why he brought all the dams here. And we know how Lord Shiva is the great, many times we hear that he is the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. And we know he is the protector, Kshetra Palak of Vrindavan. So many deities are there in Vrindavan. So he's very, very, merciful. If we have to reach Krishna, he will definitely take us. In one of Srila Prabhupada's talks in Chicago, somebody was asking, there is one person who comes to our, programs, but he eats prasad, he does donations, but he just always chants the mantra of Shiva. Then Prabhupada said, it's okay, he will eventually come to Krishna. So the problem with the Shiva worshippers is they worship thinking Shiva is independent of Krishna. But we see that we worship Shiva as the greatest Vaishnava. That is the difference of our worship and those who are thinking we should not worship. The Prabhupada said that we should not think Shiva is independent of Krishna or Shiva is the top. Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. We respect him that way. And then there is Gaurikund, which is named after Mother Parvati. Actually, this Gaurikund is also there in the, when we are going to Kedarnath in Himalayas, Gaurikund comes before even Kedarnath. And I think if Gaurikund is reached, we are always getting close to Kedarnath.
Yeah, it's almost in between. When you start from Rishikesh and go to Kedarnath, so the Gaurikund comes in the middle. It's from Gaurikund also, there's so much of walking. Because I have gone there when I was 16 years old.
Oh. Mataji. So yeah, they say, Mataji, Gaurikund, this is the place where Mother Parvati, with her...
I used to take that, and that kund also has the hot water in Gaurikund, it's called. It's called Gaurikund area. So there, actually Gaurikund also has the hot water.
Yeah, and here is where she made Ganesha with her, that powder, right?
Yes.
Gaurikund. Yeah, and actually the Kedarnath temple is built in the Himalayas by Pandavas 5,000 years ago. So what happened was after the Kurukshetra war, they were feeling very, very, we know Yudhishthir was feeling very bad that because of his, there is no need to feel bad, but because Krishna wanted to that war to happen, but still out of his compassionate nature, he was feeling very bad that, he had to fight and kill so many soldiers in the war. He was feeling so bad, and they will go to Lord Shiva. you know, they will approach so that Shiva, you know, Shiva might do something. But what will Shiva do? Shiva didn't want to interfere. So what will he do? He will become a bull. Indradyumna Swami Maharaj was explaining that Shiva becomes a bull and he will hide from the Pandavas. Then they will go to Varanasi and they will be searching for Shiva, thinking that that is the place where he resides. But then again, they will come back to Himalayas, knowing that Lord Shiva is in the Himalayas. Then Bhima will identify Shiva, that that Shiva is in the form of bull. Then he will hold his hind legs. Then Shiva is trying to escape, and then he will go under the earth. We know bulls have this hump, right? Bulls and cows. So that hump was only shown. The other part went under the earth, and the body has raised in Nepal. The body has raised in Nepal, and the hump was there in Himalayas. And no, out of respect to Shiva, the Pandavas have built a temple, and the star, because hump is in the ling, you know, linga is like that hump, right? So that's why they worship. That's why we see Shiva worshipped as that linga form. I didn't know the reason. I came to know yesterday only when Maharaj was explaining.
Yeah, when we go to Kedarnath, we actually see that hump. There is no linga in Kedarnath. Just a hump there. So like like you said, the back of the bull.
So we know home is where the heart is, and Shiva's heart is always meditating on Krishna. So his home is where Krishna is, and definitely so his home is Vrindavan. So if we want to make our home as Vrindavan, then we should actually seek the shelter of Lord Shiva. So that is about Kedarnath. Mataji, you want to add anything?
No, Mataji.
Yeah. And now from there, we are going to Charan Pahadi. That means we are entering Kamyavan. So Kamyavan is one of the biggest... We will see some, maybe 5-10 minutes, how much we can finish Kamyavan. We'll see, and then we will look at one video. Is that okay, Mataji? Kedarnath video.
So, Mataji, one more pastime there, like when Parvati was going out, getting ready, and say, I have to go. And Shiva was asking, where are you going? You say, it's a secret. You don't have nothing to do with you. You don't come. And then he said, no. What? Tell me what's there. They say, he said, I am going to participate in Ras Leela of Krishna. Say, Shiva said, I also want to come. And then he said, how you will come? No gents allowed there. Only ladies will be there. Only one Purusha is there. He said, that's Krishna. Then say, give me your sari. So Krishna wears the, Shiva wears the sari, and all the makeup takes from Parvati, and he dressed up like a gopi and goes with Parvati. And when Parvati asked, who is this? They say, this is my friend. She also wants to participate in Ras Leela. So, one step, first, while dancing, we go slow. We start with slow motions. So everything was good, nicely going. And second was also good, little bit faster. And when the last round came, and it went very fast, then Shiva forgot that he has dressed up as a gopi, and he has to dance very nicely, and he forgot. He started doing his Tandav Nritya, and he started doing Tandav Nritya. All the makeup and everything came off, and they realized, oh my god, this is Shiva. So
is it that pastime happened, Mataji?
So that pastime happened in Kamyavan.
Oh, in Kamyavan.
Yeah, so that Ras Leela happened in Kamyavan. That's why I was telling this pastime.
Thank you, Mataji. That's a very beautiful pastime. So this is Kamyavan from Kamyavan is one little, it's a biggest forest of Vrindavan, 12 forest, and it's a very beautiful, so many beautiful pastimes, and so much is there to look at. And so Kamya means, Mataji, give me a minute. So actually Kamya means desires. So in Kamyavan, all our desires will be fulfilled. In Adi Varaha Purana, it says that there are 640 million tears in Kamyavan. It means everybody coming and crying, you know, that we, when we have desires, we ardently ask, right? So Adi Varaha Purana says that, and in Vrajariti Chintamani, Vishnu Chakravarti Chakur says, one meaning is Kamya is desire, so that's why it will fulfill all our desires. It's called Kamyavan. In another explanation is, Kamya means extremely beautiful, well adorned or highly attractive. This forest within Vrajamandala is the most charming pastime place of Sri Krishna. Many pleasant lakes, wells, ponds, trees, creepers, flowers, fruits and species of birds contribute to its extraordinary beauty. So hence it is called Kamyavan. Because it's very beautiful, it is called Kamyavan. And according to Vishnu Purana, there are 84 sacred ponds, 84 temples, 84 thrones and 84 pillars in Kamyavan. We will see that 84 pillars and kunds, we will see. So that is the speciality about Kamyavan. So now, as we are going from Kamyavan, like Kedarnath to Kamyavan, the first thing we are touching is Charan Pahadi. So actually this hill, Kamyavan, this belongs to Sumukha Gopa. Who is Sumukha Gopa? He is the father of Mother Yashoda. So this is the place of Mother Yashoda, and Krishna used to come every day bringing his cows. With the cowherd boys, he would come here. And if you are standing here in Kamyavan, you can see the hills of Varsana and Nandagaon at a distance. So that means that Radharani and Krishna, you know, it's an accessible distance that they come. So they used to come here, and the cows, you know, they get scattered here and there. And when it is time to go, Krishna would play his flute. He would play it so enchantingly, and we know Krishna's fifth note is how, you know, power. They say that Krishna has different notes. One note is, it's like a different cell phone numbers, we call, right, for different Prabhujis and Matajis. Mm-hmm. So different notes are like different calling, like cell phone numbers for Krishna. And when he plays the fifth note, that means all the notes are included in the fifth note. That's why it's very, very enchanting. So when he plays the flute calling for the cows, it was so enchanting. The solids are becoming to liquids, liquids are becoming to solids, and the place where he was playing got melted. And because of his Tribhanga position, we see the foot, the prints of Lord Krishna. Because of the Tribhanga, this is like the tip of the other foot, and this is the complete foot. So that is called Charan Pahadi. This is the entrance of the Charan Pahadi, and Pahadi means mountain. So all our acharyas also came here. All our acharyas also came here, and they took the dust of Krishna's feet. And then there is Gaya Kunda. We know in Bodh Gaya, like Krishna, again, Krishna doesn't want Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj wanted to, you know, offer oblations to his forefathers, but Krishna didn't want him to leave this place. So he started saying, Baba, here only I will, you know, there is, you know, Gaya Kund here, you can perform your oblations here. So Krishna made this Kund so for Nanda Maharaj, so that he will not leave Vrindavan. And till date, many offer their oblations to their forefathers at this Gaya Kund. And near the Charan Pahadi only, as we come down near...
Yeah, at Gaya, actually the Gaya is the dham where we all go and do the Shraddha for our forefathers. So yeah, the place.
In Bodh Gaya, right, Mataji?
Yes.
Yeah. Bihar, I think it's in Bihar.
Yes.
So Krishna brought it here, and then this.
Can you do the the what screen you are sharing? Can you do it in the presentation mode? Because what we see, that's good.
Sorry. Yeah. So then comes the Lukluka Kund. Lukluka means hide and seek. So we are seeing here, right? So what happens is Radharani and Krishna plays hide and seek here, and Radharani will be saying that, you know, I am going to hide and you cannot catch me. But Krishna says, no, no, I can catch you. So Radharani will go and hide, and Krishna will be looking at different places. Then he cannot find Radharani. Then he will ask the creepers, the latas, saying, where is my Praneshwari? Where is Radharani? Then the creepers explain, you know, they will show. Creepers have the leaves like this, right? Like a folded arms, they will be showing which side Radharani has gone, and that is how Krishna will catch Radharani. And Radharani would ask, hey, how did you catch me? Did my gopis tell you? Did they reveal my place? But Krishna would say, no, no, the creepers have helped. I'm very, very grateful to them. So actually here there is one prayer, very beautiful. I never heard this prayer, but yesterday I came across this prayer that many times, like, our prayer should be that, O Radha, O Shyam, for countless lifetimes I have been searching for you. Where are you hiding? How and when will I ever find your hiding place? Then one very fine day, Sri Guru come and pointed to my heart, saying the darling playful pair are there in the cave of your heart. So just like the latas helped Krishna, showing that, see, she's in that cave. So Guru came and he said, like, he's in the cave of your heart. So that is one prayer we can do here. And here there is why did it? Okay, yeah, and here actually there is one more pastime that happened. It, like, Lukluka Kund is there. So what used to happen in Lukluka Kund is Krishna would go under the, Krishna and the gopis would go for swimming, and Krishna would go under the water, and he would tease the gopis by holding their feet and pulling them down, and he would differentiate the feet of lotus feet of Radharani from the other gopis, and he would pull Radharani down, and if Radharani is not there, he was pulling the other gopis. So that's how he used to tease in the Lukluka Kunda. He used to tease the gopis. So I think, Mataji, we will stop here and see the video, 5 minutes video, then we can see Kamyavan interior parikrama tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we are done with day 12 today.
Yeah, yes, Mataji. So this is about day 12 and the entrance into, just we entered Kamyavan. Kamyavan is big, exterior parikrama is there, interior parikrama is there with beautiful pastimes. We will see that tomorrow. But before that, we will see one video of Kedarnath in Vrindavan.
राधे राधे, नमस्कार दोस्तों। एक बार
माताजी, इज इट ऑडिबल?
YouTube चैनल ब्रजरंग धारा में, वैसे तो ब्रज क्षेत्र भगवान श्री कृष्ण
काफी
प्रसिद्ध है। इज ऑडिबल? इज नॉट लाउड इनफ।
या इट्स नॉट लाउड इनफ।
लेकर चल रहे हैं जो कि ब्रज 84 कोस क्षेत्र
कर चल रहे हैं केदारनाथ जी के दर्शन के लिए, जो कि ब्रज 84 कोस क्षेत्र में स्थित है। कहते हैं कि बूढ़े माँ बाप को चार धाम यात्रा के लिए जाते देख भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने आह्वान करके चारों धामों को ब्रज में बुला लिया था, जिसके बाद एक एक करके सारे तीर्थ एवं सभी देवी देवता ब्रज में आकर विराजमान हुए। उन्हीं चारों धामों में से एक श्री केदारनाथ जी के दर्शन के लिए आज हम आपको लेकर चल रहे हैं। ब्रज में केदारनाथ एक छोटी सी पहाड़ी के ऊपर स्थित है, जहाँ पहुँचने के लिए हमें इन सीढ़ियों से होकर जाना होता है। वैसे तो इन सीढ़ियों से होते हुए पहाड़ी की चोटी तक पहुंच, यानी कि कृषि भूमि से घिरी हुई है, इसी वजह से यहाँ का दृश्य बहुत ही आकर्षक और मनमोहक लगता है। यही वजह है कि सीढ़ियों पर चढ़ने की थकान महसूस ही नहीं होती। पहाड़ी की तलहटी में श्री रामचंद्र जी का मंदिर है, जो कि श्री सीताराम जी, श्री लक्ष्मण जी एवं श्री हनुमान जी की मूर्तियों से सुसज्जित है। इस पहाड़ी के ऊपर शिवलिंग एक छोटी सी गुफा में विराजमान है। यह गुफा इतनी छोटी है कि आपको शिवलिंग के दर्शन के लिए अपने घुटनों पर रेंगते हुए जाना होता है और इसके बाद
प्लीज टेक हिज ब्लेसिंग्स। Sit, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Very well.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvad Pranam.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
See you all tomorrow, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you for...
Sarvabhyasya kripasindubhyasya patitanam pavanebhyo Krishna vrinda ki jai. Majamandal parikrama ki
jai. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.